Students and young adults made their way through the 20-odd booths, collecting flyers and signing up for email lists. Some came with questions: how to pay for college, or where to find a summer job, where to get vocational training. Some came for the free candy. Kids could try on a firefighter's helmet, test a police officer's breathalyzer, and learn what tar looks like in a smoker's lungs. There was a wealth of information to be had. Manning the table for Alaska Christian College was Darren Petla, a Dillingham resident who attended the college in 2012. He said he's happy to be a resource for students who are looking at schools.
To see a local person, you know, in the booth saying, hey, come here, I've been here, I'll tell you about my experience, and, you know, try to recruit them to ACC.
Dillingham senior Brian Venois said he's taking steps toward his career in civil engineering. For him, the fair was an opportunity to network with potential employers.
Right now, one of my plans is soon I'm going to get an internship from Peak Oil Services. The person at the booth was really helpful in telling me what I needed to do and how I can get in contact with them and hopefully get a job in the future.
The career fair even drew young people from out of town. A group of high schoolers flew over from Manicotic. Among them was one basketball player with high hopes for her future.
My name is Kenesha Gearhart. I go to Manicotic High School, and I'm a senior.
Gearhart says she attended the career fair mostly to learn how to apply for college scholarships through places like BBEDC and BBNC. She's already applied to the University of Alaska Anchorage, and she's waiting hopefully on an acceptance letter.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get a basketball scholarship. I put basketball first because it's a sport I love. I'm pretty tall, too. They need me. Just kidding.
If she doesn't make it in the WNBA, Gearhart says she hopes to become a famous pilot.
Yeah, I'm going in for aviation technology, and then I want to get my pilot license and fly a bush plane.
These aren't just pipe dreams. Gearhart has been working towards these goals for a while now. She's taken private pilot license classes through the UAF, as well as CPR and first aid courses. She's also applied to be in the National Guard. All of this while balancing big responsibilities at home.
I've been here and there and everywhere. I have a big family, so I support more than myself. I mean, I just, you know, I do a lot at the house. I help my mom clean, cook, and do chores.
If she goes to UAA or her backup school, UA Southeast, Gearhart will be the first in her family to go to college.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first. Proudly, I'm going to say that. my brother's going to Avtech, maybe, or Job Corps. He can't pick between the two. And I told him he has to pick it now because the end of school is just right there. Our graduation.
She's clearly feeling sentimental about her last weeks of high school, but at the same time, Gearhart is thinking way into the future. She dreams of a time when she'll return to Manicotic to give back to her community.
Right after college and I have my pilot license, I want to come back and fly for anyone and everyone. And my parents. Going into college is like exciting and it scares me kind of, and I'm nervous. Yeah, but I still want to work hard towards my goal and make my mama proud of me and my dad.
So maybe in a few years, she'll be the one flying the plane that brings her younger siblings to career fairs and basketball tournaments in other villages. For now, she's with thousands of other seniors across Alaska, refreshing her email inbox, waiting on that acceptance letter. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.